All right, Jay Sowen, man, you said on the podium you didn't know that was for the overall. Blow set a big one behind you. I was wondering a little bit because, yeah, you kind of like didn't fight for it as much as you should. That sucks. Could have took the overall.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I felt like I left a little something on the table, and that's why I didn't give up, definitely. But yeah, with Matt going 1-1 in the first two and me getting tangled with Chris and going 8-2, I wasn't in contention for that. But I honestly didn't even know that if I beat him in the last race that I would have been the prince, you know. And I didn't know that Chris went down either. So that's why you just keep chugging along, right?
Yeah.
But it's a lesson learned. We keep pushing. And
you've won here before, I think, right? Weren't you prince here?
Yeah,
it's just not like you don't have one.
Yeah. So I did win in 2018, and now I've been runner-up a couple times. So, I don't know. First feels a lot better than second.
Yeah, I think his team let him know because when he crossed the line, he was pretty happy. So I don't know if the mechanic signals or whatever. Like, he seemed to know that Chris went down and, hey, this was for the Prince thing. And, you know, yeah. So he was into it.
Yeah, he was definitely stoked, and he was pumped on the podium. Yeah. And that stung a little bit up there, too, seeing a guy jumping up and down, and I'm just got my head down.
Yeah.
But it was good racing. I had about a week on the Honda before he came over here, so I'm excited to be back on the Honda. I think, you know, now the race environment, I wasn't able to test or anything, but I did bring my suspension over. So I think we'll be able to make some changes and get a little bit better. Like, the track deteriorated. I kind of struggled a little bit. I got tight in that last main as well a little bit. And also just no excuses, but I wasn't on bone stock 250 here. So that's makes it tough, you know. That's why I feel like my starts is always a strong point for me, but
generally, yeah.
I did get the whole, I started second in the last one, but before that my starts weren't up to par.
Yeah.
So that was
literally
a little,
all three mains last night were like the same carbon copy. You get like sixth, Blos get up front, and you get to the second, and Blos wins. It was like the same race three times.
Right, exactly, yeah. Time after time. Yeah. So that was a little bit frustrating, and then I felt like if I just got in that, put myself in that position, then I could win. At least want to win a main event, but we didn't.
Oh,
so
nice.
All we can do is get back to work and come back next year and try to be the Prince again.
You've been here before. This track was gnarly. This was one of the tougher ones, right?
Yeah, I would say definitely this was one of the tougher ones. Like, some of the triples out of the corners, yeah, and then the rhythm sections. Even the Supercross triple was big. I had to be like very precise, you know, on the bike. So it's like I couldn't really overcharge or undercharge. I just had to make sure I just hit my marks lap after lap. And the whoops were big too, and you didn't really have much of a run, so that was tough. But like I said, man, I had fun. I love coming overseas and racing, and we're healthy. Second both nights, second overall.
Yeah.
We're the first loser, but I had fun. I enjoyed it.
All right, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.